You're listening to the After the Stork podcast, Infant and Toddler Sleep with Megan Robert, episode 11. Real quick, if you have not yet listened to episode 10, I encourage you to pause and go check out that episode as it's kind of a precursor for this one. But in this episode, we are going to dive into the myth or misconception that a child is just going to start sleeping through the night when they are ready. Welcome to the After the Stork podcast, Infant and Toddler Sleep with Megan Robert. That's me, creator and host. If you have an infant or toddler and sleep is a priority for your family, if you want to create healthy sleep habits and a strong and safe sleep foundation for your little one, if you desire a predictable schedule that permits time for things like self-care, date nights, and planned outings, if you need your bed back or want your child sleeping in their own sleep space and desire to follow safe sleep guidelines, if you crave an overall well-rested and thriving family, well, you've come to the right place. As an infant and toddler sleep consultant, I built this podcast to bring you all things infant and toddler sleep and sleep training so that you can have the confidence in making informed decisions that are best for your family when it comes to your child's sleep. Your child is worth it. Your family is worth it. And moms, dads, you are worth it. Now let's dive in. Hey, hey, Stork community. If you have not yet listened to the last episode of the After the Stork podcast, episode 10, I would encourage you to do so prior to listening to this one, as that episode is sort of a part one to this episode. It was about the nature of sleep at night to help you better understand realistically what to expect, how we define sleeping through the night here in the Stork community, and five indicators of whether or not your child could be sleeping through the night if not doing so already or were doing so and have kind of backtracked. This episode is sort of a continuation in that we are going to discuss sleeping through the night a little bit more from a different angle. This episode is about the myth or misconception that a child will just start sleeping through the night when they are ready. Again, if you have not listened to episode 10, pause right here and come back when you are done. If you have listened to episode 10, then let's continue. So something I have noticed as a common response to parents who are reaching out for support with their child's sleep when they are struggling in various communities is something along the lines of, what you are experiencing is normal. Your child will start sleeping better or through the night when they are ready. Can you imagine being so exhausted that you are reaching out for tips and advice and this is what you get? I can only imagine how hopeless and defeating this must make someone feel. And I think the most frustrating thing about this for me is that a majority of the time when someone responds this way, they fit into one or more of the following descriptions. Either they have a certain parenting philosophy that would be against any type of sleep training, which is totally fine if that's what they choose to do. But if that's the case, then just keep on scrolling. Two, they have no education about the nature of sleep, so they don't actually know what's normal. And or three, they themselves are struggling with a child who is not sleeping well, and so they think it's normal. Sometimes following up their comments about how it is normal with something like, my child is 2 years old and still wakes up at night needing my assistance. A very unhelpful response for someone who is hanging by a thread and needing some sort of advice to make things better. Perhaps a response that leaves them struggling for much longer than necessary. So what is the truth? Well, for some babies, yes, they might naturally start sleeping through the night on their own, but that is usually because the parents have set up the components that allow them to do so. Some parents do this with intention, while others just get lucky by doing the things that help. And on occasion, the baby is just a laid-back baby and is easygoing, and so their environment or the different components that contribute to sleep don't affect them as much as other babies. However, not everyone knows how and when to be intentional for their baby's sleep. Or maybe they are not graced with a super laid-back baby. And not everyone is lucky enough to just have the pieces fall into place. So while a baby can naturally start sleeping through the night, there are often times when they need us to take responsibility to help them out. Not every situation is just a matter of the baby sleeping through the night when they are ready. And as you know from episode 10, whether or not a baby sleeps through the night can be affected by several different things. Development, illnesses, milestones, transitions due to their sleep maturing, whether or not the components of Ezra Plus are in place, and anything else that could be hindering sleep. They aren't going to know or be able to make the sleep environment better. They don't have control over their daily routines. They aren't the ones who decide when and how to actually put themselves into their crib for sleep. Now, there are two scenarios to consider when we are discussing sleeping through the night and whether or not a child could be sleeping through the night if a parent is struggling with this. The first scenario is a child that has never slept through the night their entire life. They have always struggled with sleep. The second scenario is a child who once slept through the night and was considered a great sleeper by their parents, and then all of a sudden has been struggling because of something that happened, or maybe because they're going through one of those sleep transitions. This is exactly why I created the Stork Village membership. It's a membership that's exclusive for my past clients because sleep training will not solve all sleep issues down the road. Sure, it will help at first, but your child is human, so there's gonna be roadblocks. So with the Stork Village, parents receive education, resources, community, and support past the sleep training. So if your child is struggling with sleep at night, what should you consider? Whether or not you fit into scenario one or scenario two, my advice is the same for both. First, take a moment to evaluate the areas of Ezra Plus as discussed in episode 3. Make sure your child has a solid sleep foundation. Second, evaluate the 5 points I made in the last episode, episode 10. Literally take a moment to sit down with a pen and paper to go through each area and ask yourself, what does this currently look like for my child? And if anything, what needs or could be adjusted to make it better? And if this all feels overwhelming for you, find a sleep consultant to guide you. That is what we are here to do. I personally do this by hosting virtual consultations, creating customized sleep plans for families based on their situation and the discussion during the consultation, and then by providing support as they implement the sleep plan to help do so effectively. It takes a village to raise those babies. You don't have to figure it all out on your own or with the advice of someone who has no experience or expertise to help you. For more information on what working with someone like me would look like, you can visit afterthestorksleep.com/what-is-entailed to get a step-by-step overview of my process. Again, that's afterthestorksleep.com/what-is-entailed. If you have a child who is struggling with sleep and you want to know whether or not they could be sleeping through the night, use these resources, use this podcast to evaluate whether or not there are areas that you could improve. It might not be that your child actually is ready to sleep through the night, but if they are waking every hour, for example, there are things you can do to make it better so that when they do wake, they're waking for either a true feeding or they're waking because of the transition from between sleep cycles and then able to fall back asleep on their own rather than needing your assistance. So again, if you are someone who feels overwhelmed by the sleep struggle that your child is having, reach out to a sleep consultant. We are very passionate about what we do. We want to help you and your family get the rest that you need so that you can thrive as a family, not just survive, but thrive. So we'll end this podcast episode per usual with reminding you that your child is worth it, your family is worth it, and moms and dads, you are worth it. Thanks for tuning in to the After the Stork podcast. Be sure to subscribe, rate, review, and share this podcast. By doing all of those things, you can help me to reach more families in need of guidance with their little one's sleep. And if you don't already, follow me on Facebook and Instagram using the handle afterthestork.megan. That's afterthestork.megan. And if you desire support with your little one's sleep journey, you can reach out to me directly on either one of those platforms. I hope to see you there.